human condition. How can someone seem so normal, so perfectly sane, while still doing such horrendous crimes? How can someone like Gene be created so evil from birth? Because surely someone like that isn't transformed into the monster he was, right? What sort of circumstances would do that to a human? What sort of tragic tale would need to be told to warp someone's heart and soul? The truth is that Gene's story is both completely unremarkable while also hard to believe. In many ways, when you really look back at his life, the idea that he would become such a beast hidden under the mask of formality isn't that shocking at all. When you look at how he was raised, what he endured, and the sort of predisposition he had, the end results of Gene are not that surprising at all. The facts are this. Ed Gene is responsible for at least 2 murders and suspected of at least 7 more. That is a shocking number of deaths at his hands. But it's not just the number that he killed that has etched him into the annals of America's darkest history. It's the way he did it. It's why he did it. Sadly, Gene's body count pales in comparison to some of the other serial killers you have likely heard of. But while he never inflicted damage to as many poor souls as the Son of Sam, or the Night Stalker, or the BTK killer, he performed his wicked deeds in such cruel and terrifying ways that his name lives on to this day as a figure of pure nightmare. Gene has inspired, if you can use that word, Hollywood and pop culture in ways that few other infamous figures in our history have. He has transformed the idea of what a serial killer can be and how they can act. He has grabbed hold of the public's consciousness like a monster under a bed grabs onto the ankles of an unsuspecting child. For many reasons, our culture just cannot shake Ed Gein or his story. Why? What is it about him? What is it that keeps us coming back to him again and again? Why does this quiet, meek murderer still get talked about today? To understand that, you need to understand Gene and what made him the man he was and how he did the atrocious acts we still recall in horror to this day. That means you need to be brave, hold on tight, and learn about the life of Ed Gein. It won't always be easy, and it won't ever be pretty. But it will shed light on the man who became a terrifying legend. Before he was the Butcher of Plainfield or the Plainfield Ghoul, he was just regular old Edward Theodore Gein, a man who was either built differently or scarred tremendously. A man that became more monster than human and left a terror in his wake. Part 1. The Discovery. Winters in Wisconsin can get cold. Even if you have never visited the Badger State, you are surely aware of that. From the snow to the wind and the persistence of each, Wisconsin will not go easy on you. And the vast farmlands that dot the entire state are some of the coldest places in the region. It is no shock when parts of the state reach 0 degrees long before the new year and Christmas time. Despite that, the residents of this state just go about their lives and their work, building up and pushing through the cold and living a normal life. But there was nothing normal about one cold November day back in the 1950s. It was downright chilling, but for reasons other than the temperature. Weeks had been leading up to this moment. The detectives and officers on the scene were beyond nervous. They were shaking. Some people thought the law enforcement officials were shivering, and that's why they seemed to be withdrawn, quiet, and on edge. That might have been part of it, but that wasn't all of it. No, the officers were acting so cold because there was a bitter terror chilling their hearts as their automobiles rolled down the long, frozen dirt road in Plainfield, Wisconsin. The brave cops and detectives showed up at Ed Gein's rundown farm on a blistering cold November 17th, 1957. They weren't coming there to have a chat or receive evidence or anything cordial. In their heart of hearts, many of them knew they were about to go face to face with a ruthless killer. And a long path